God rejoices when we're faithful with small things. So what if we do what we can today and leave the results to God? We'll be a lot happier, and that'd be good news. I'm John Schmidt, the senior pastor of Center Point Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
J&G's Flea and Antique Mall has everything that you can imagine in one building. Located in Prattville at 742 East Main Street, J&G's Flea and Antique Mall has over 300 booths with 65,000 square feet of all you need. Are you looking for furniture, bedding, glassware, maybe books, or how about flooring or carpet? It's all there. Shop till you drop, then follow your nose to Miss Gloria's table of delicacies, including muffins, sandwiches, vegetables, dips, cakes, cookies, and candies. Something delicious for everyone. Don't miss the Fall Festival and Customer Appreciation Day, Saturday, October the 21st, from 9 until 5. Enjoy free food, games, door prize drawings, which include gift certificates and special sales at selected booths. All major credit cards accepted and layaway plans welcome. Stop by and say hello to Gloria and the gang and see how much fun shopping can be. J&G's Flea and Antique Mall, 742 East Main Street in Prattville, celebrating their annual Fall Festival and Customer Appreciation Day. Don't miss the fun.
Enjoy catering without compromise from Nuke's Eatery. From box lunches to our decadent whole cakes, we'll make sure everything exceeds your expectations. Our catering specialists can even build a custom tray to complement your event, like the irresistible bruschetta platter. We'll make sure everything looks great and everyone leaves satisfied. So call Nuke's Eatery today. We cater, you party.
Call Nuke's Catering at 334-414-1759 to place your order.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. What a change of reality as the colder air continues to funnel into the state. The clouds have been a little stubborn, but I think we'll see some gradual clearing. Gusty north winds continue at 10 to 20 miles per hour, and I think our high temperature will not make it out of the 60s today. For tonight, mostly clear, colder, jacket weather, overnight low temperature 51 by dawn. Tomorrow, sunshine. Still a nice northeasterly breeze, high around 73. Chilly tomorrow night, overnight low 48. Then on Wednesday, high in the mid-70s. I think we'll be in the upper 70s by Thursday. Download our weather app and stay on top of the weather changes, current conditions, hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, and more. Go to the App Store. Search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We have another winner of an Amazon Echo in the name game from Blue Water Broadcasting.
Congratulations to Linda Tillery, the latest winner in the name game from Gulf Coast Supply, McGriff Paint and Auto Body, and Blue Water Broadcasting.
Log on to our station website and submit your full name. We'll randomly draw one winner and announce their name.
You have the rest of that hour to call in and claim your Amazon Echo. Register at our website to play the name game and keep listening to win a free Amazon Echo from Gulf Coast Supply, McGriff Paint and Body, and Blue Water Broadcasting.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I mean, let's face it, the Giants are coming off a worse week than Harvey Weinstein. And they're up by 14 points.
Only my L.A. guy comes up with that
Well,
one.
You know.
There you go.
All you have to do is read the papers, any paper.
Slappy wag, if there must be a bar, I can finally get a drink.
I need to drink beer.
You need bar beers.
And as you know, I like my beer. Beer don't buy itself.
I'm having a beer.
Yeah. Come on down and party with me. Say, hey, bartender. Hey, man, look at me.
Free beer. I'm a booze hound.
I don't want your booze. I'll free for a glass of beer.
Okay, meet me at the bar in 15 minutes and suit up.
Would you like some more champagne?
I'd love some.
Who's ready for margaritas?
Fireball.
All right, last call, fellas. It's closing time.
Ah, crap. I'm not even half buzzed.
Hey, bartender. Give me 1, 2, 3, 4 glass of beer.
We came here to drink some beer.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
The big broadcast, happy hour, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. I'm your gracious host, Greg Boudreau. My tunnel-like sidekick,
Joey.
He's here, too. Are we ready?
No.
And here they are.
Jeb. Come on.
Please clap.
Hey.
Hello.
So, anyway, here we are. That's,
Yeah, this is happy hour.
Had all this time this afternoon to prepare.
Yeah.
And I haven't really done much.
Well, here's where my mind has been this weekend.
Well,
it's a free plug to an internet show.
Oh.
There's a show out there called Hot Ones. And essentially what happens, this guy brings on a celebrity guest, say, like, you know, Kevin Hart, huge comedian.
Yeah.
But there are a few other big names.
He's had some bad behavior issues.
Oh, I'm sure. But anyway, they bring on a celebrity guest. And each question, the host and the guest have to eat a chicken wing covered in a particular hot sauce. It starts off pretty mild.
Mm-hmm.
And each question, the hot sauce gets hotter. Now, you remember...
Wait, let me see if I understand.
They have, like, a row of wings in front of each of them, the host and the guest sitting on a table.
The hot sauce gets hotter.
And Leon's getting larger.
Gotcha.
Yes, and it's very fun to watch because initially the guests are, like, lulled into this false sense of security. Oh, that's not... Sriracha's not bad, and Sriracha isn't bad. Oh, that next one, that's Tabasco. I need a Tabasco wing, blah, 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 blah. And then they'll get to the final ones.
Mm-hmm.
And they are literally tearing up, and they're almost being tortured. So when you ask them a question, you get these very honest answers and reactions from celebrities. And it's hysterical. But we ended up getting the hottest sauce in the world. It's coming in December. My roommate got it. It's called The Last Dab. Remember when the guy brought us the Carolina Reaper peppers?
Yes.
And Jay and I both chickened out because they gave us gloves with it.
I think Jay tried some of it because I seem to remember Jay becoming very snotty.
Oh, well, he might have tried some of it, and then somebody made sausage balls, and it was delicious. But the thing with the Reaper is it's sweet up front, and you're like, oh, isn't bad. 10 seconds later, it's like the worst thing ever. It's like 1.6 on the Scoville scale.
Why do we eat these things?
Well, because it's fun. Well, the guy who bred the Carolina Reaper pepper just bred a new one that's hotter than the Reaper called Pepper X. And that's his hot sauce that's coming to our house. And I'm thinking this is something that has to be done.
This is coming to your house?
Yes, this has to be done on air. The try. And now it'd only be like a drop. They said that's, it's called a dab, the last dab for that reason.
Yeah.
It's not something you want to put on food regularly. It's sort of this novelty having fun sauce. That's where my mind's been, eating hot sauce.
Well,
yeah,
glad to know that you're...
Very deep and profound stuff, I know.
A couple of interesting stories this afternoon. Here's one from Stick Shift Annie. Hillary's had another one of her awkward moments. She broke her toe.
Oh, no.
She was running downstairs in heels with a cup of coffee and fell backwards. Blew off a lot of appearances on British TV. Let's see what's going on here. She hobbled away from filming a British TV show interview on crutches Monday after breaking her toe falling down some stairs.
Hmm.
The former presidential candidate arrived wearing a surgical boot to the BBC program, The Graham Norton Show.
Uh-huh.
As she revealed, she took a tumble in high heels while holding a cup of coffee.
Uh-huh.
Probably had the high heels on to flatter that fine butt of hers, you know?
Oh, sure.
Her rural wideness. The embarrassing fall forced her to pull out of a series of scheduled... See, she's over there, so they were scheduled.
Yes.
TV and radio appearances earlier today, including ITV's This Morning and Woman's Hour on Radio 4. I feel sorry for any woman that would look to this woman for guidance, leadership, or mentoring. Recalling her tumble, she said, I was running down the stairs in heels with a cup of coffee in hands. I was talking over my shoulder, and my heel caught, and I fell backwards. Well, how does that break your toe? I have a feeling she probably just, knowing that her husband took that book and threw it in the trash. They haven't been talking for months, by the way, according to multiple sources. She probably stuck it up Bill's ass and couldn't get it out. She said, I receive excellent care from your excellent health service. Yeah, because you're Hillary Clinton and you're not one of the British subjects that has to wait forever like they do over there with their wonderful health care. God, she just looks worse by the day. She really does. She's a sick woman. And it's a shame that nobody has the balls to tell her, hey, you know, why don't you just shut up? Why don't you act like a gracious loser? And stop blaming. Who was she blaming? Oh, her latest scapegoat is Nigel Farage.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah. It's unbelievable, man. She just doesn't know when to stick a cork in it.
Well, the world is trending towards decentralization. So the big
that
effect
Austrian
of the
election is pretty significant.
It's a big effect of the internet. And also, you want to know why, like, we here have our story, and it's what we read, and it's what we think, and then somebody can have this completely different perspective on the world?
Hmm.
Blame the internet. I mean, people can, not even trying to be disingenuous, just come up with completely different views of how things are going in this world.
Is this where she was appalled by Weinstein before comparing him to Trump? He's a sexual predator? Really? I don't think making an offhanded observation, tasteless as it is, makes him a sexual predator. If that's the case, then all men are sexual predators. Well.
Oh, she's talking about Trump. Like, yeah, oh yeah. I saw that interview, yeah. And I saw some video where Trump is, I don't know where, he was given sort of a speech. It was way before his political career. And this young, gorgeous woman asked a question saying, how can I become a flight attendant on one of your planes? He says, you, come on up here, come on up here. And he sort of like hugs her around. He doesn't do the, you know, hug around and grab the tata or anything. But he hugs her around the waist, kind of squeezes her, you know, good hug. And then it's like, man, you can work on my plane anytime, but if she works on my plane, folks, that's a death wish, right? It's like I'm an alcoholic or something.
Trump said this?
Yes.
When was this?
I'll have to look up the year, but it was kind of him at one of his sort of motivational speeches, conventions. Mm. If something comes out about Donald, I would not be surprised, but...
Well, apparently this fall, according to the thing that Stick Shift Annie sent, occurred after they had been dining out. Her and Huma. Imagine the stories they can tell about their... Because what do they have in common? Perv husbands. That I guess they're still married to. It's nice to have a friend that you can trust.
Yep.
All right. 314. I'm not feeling 100% today.
You don't look
some kind of a.
I mean, you look good,
crown of
but
my head.
You look like you're in pain.
I want the crowd to try and knock that out.
Yeah,
helps with the energy, but it's annoying me. It's bugging me. Smoking Otis. Imagine that. Our first caller of the afternoon.
I'm gonna say, you know, well, first I want to be a bum holler big shot.
Yeah.
5'10" on that one.
Okay.
But I was going to say that Hillary Clint is such a wuss, man. Go to the doctor for a freaking broke toe. My wife breaks her toes all the time, man. Walks around, you know, and bangs it on the edge of a cabinet or something, breaks it. She works all the time, man. She keeps on going on a broke toe. Ain't nothing to a broke toe, man. What a wuss.
Well, maybe this generates sympathy. I don't really know what the point of it is.
I don't either. I wish she'd shut up and go away.
Well, so do a lot of Democrats. She's not helping them.
Well, no,
and today the Dow passed 23,000 today.
Mm-hmm.
The market's up almost 30% since Election Day. Think about that.
I know, but Trump ain't doing nothing, man, but causing hurricanes and tearing up America.
That's true.
Yeah. Cool. Anyway, y'all have a good day up
Thanks.
There, bro.
It was great to see on Twitter today, because certainly the networks that carry the games and prosper by people paying attention are not going to show you all the empty seats at various stadiums around the league. Granted, some of the teams like the Browns, a lot of empty seats there. The teams suck, but still. And we'll see the ratings this week, how they did. they come out Wednesday morning. We'll have those on a morning show for you. In the cheap and trashy around 6:45 to 6:50. Colin Kaepernick has filed a grievance. Now, accusing NFL owners of blackballing him. Now, this is where there's going to be a serious reality check. First of all, nobody is required to offer you a job. No NFL owner is under some kind of mandate to offer him employment. He doesn't have... This isn't Drew Brees. This isn't Tom Brady. This isn't Aaron... Unfortunately, Aaron Rodgers out yesterday. Although, again, I'm not really paying attention.
Yeah, my roommate's fantasy team is done.
This is a mediocre talent who was overrated because he pushed the 49ers into the playoffs or close to the Super Bowl the first year. And in subsequent years, I guess, was concentrating more on his Marxist learnings than he was the NFL playbook. And a guy who has generated a lot of controversy. You'll notice that not everybody on these teams is kneeling. And you got to wonder what's going on in the locker room of some of these NFL teams. Some of these guys are probably not on board with it. You got to imagine there's some friction in some of these clubhouses over this whole issue as it is. But since the commissioner of the NFL sits down to tinkle, well, he did make that bold statement last week, I think everybody should stand. But only a couple of owners had said stand or get benched. And getting benched in the NFL is like getting a pay cut. You got to play. You got to play to be able to establish statistics, to grow your numbers, so you have a case to be made for a raise or a better deal the next year. So no NFL owner is obligated to him, and he's going to have a hell of a time proving a conspiracy that there was an email that was sent out from one owner to the other 31 saying, under no circumstances should anybody bring this guy on. Now, maybe he got lousy references. Maybe an owner that had maybe a modicum of interest in bringing this guy in called his previous employers and said, what do you think? And maybe he didn't do too well. He obviously puts his social justice warriorship over the needs of the team at this point. So let me ask you this. In the real world, if you get a bad reference from a previous employer and you don't get hired, that's not actionable. Unless something was said that's a complete lie, you don't know. That's one reason why people like to procure those things. If they're leaving a position, either voluntarily or they can at least get a good reference. And most, unless you were a real a-hole, are happy to give it. So that's not conspiracy. Maybe if the Legal Eagle checks in with us, we can ask him. 39 quarterbacks have been signed since Kaepernick became a free agent. Many of them are no-name guys. They're pulling out of the woodwork. So what? You know, NFL teams have salary caps. And if they're paying, you know, some of their top stars $15, $16 million a year, they need to find backup players who will work for $500,000 or $1 million so they can fit them into the budget and not take a penalty. You know, the cap hit is what they call it. Not the Kaepernick hit, but the cap hit. Let's see. Protest still active in the league, even if you're a supporter of his... Again, nobody's questioning his right to protest. The question is, doing it on company time, asswad. You don't have the right to do that. There are public squares. There are political forums. There are talk shows. There are people in office and in power you can write when you have a concern. you can donate to certain causes. That's free speech as well. But you don't have the right to do it your way when your company has a specific set of rules, which causes chaos and dissension in a locker room. And I know enough about professional sports, having known several Major League Baseball players, played golf with Louis Tiant, Jay Howell, who was a pretty good relief pitcher for the Yankees and Dodgers in the 80s, and a few others, Bucky Dent. It's a big deal. A clubhouse that is unharmonious is very, very self-destructive. When you, you know, you used to say that the Boston Red Sox were a team where they called 25 cabs after a game and everybody would go their own way. Those teams don't win. Teams have to be on the same page. There has to be a sense of comradeship.
Mm-hmm.
Not in the communist term, but in the, you know.
Right.
We're all in this together. Esprit de corps. And a guy like this comes in with all his BS, and all of a sudden you've got 40 media people that most players hate having the media around, and it becomes a team, whatever the team, let's say it's the Broncos. All of a sudden it's the Colin Kaepernick show and everybody else. Doesn't work. Doesn't work. It's a delicate process. Let's say good afternoon to David. Hello? Let's say good afternoon to Papa John.
Hey, Greg.
Yes, sir.
You know, talking about employment and references, and we finally got to the point where we required a written request, and we were allowed to comment on date of employment, date of termination, safety record, any disciplinary record, attendance, and if there was dismissal for cause, we could comment on that, but that was it.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to be all, if you had anything else. And the reason we did it was because you never knew when you're going to find some ex-employee that was going to try to sue you for our cause. And and we had to have it all written down. And it was just, it was a smart way to do it, but it's also because of the situation that, happens to be in the employment today. Kaepernick has not got a prayer, I don't think, and it's because his record showed that he did real well for a couple of years, but then his stats started falling real quickly. And, you know, people, the coaches watch the media too, and if they have got any kind of a hint that the guy's going to be a hindrance to their team's cause, they're not going to hire him.
At this point, I don't care how good he is. I wouldn't want him on my team. You look at the history of sports or the course of sports, there's a lot of guys who rang up big numbers, very impressive numbers, and their teams never won. You know, that doesn't necessarily dictate that he be hired either, you know, a spectacular record. But his numbers have diminished with the passing of time.
And you have to remember, you know, head coach is like a CEO. He's trying to get the overall picture and trying to do the things that are going to help, not going to hurt.
And this is a radio station that employs, what, 25, 30 people? Do you realize how hard it is to get everybody in this building just to understand, like, what's on a memo and what we're all supposed to do?
Right.
Can you imagine trying to get a team of 60 players, you know, all on the same page?
Especially when you have egos as large as you're talking about. Being a part of that whole system. So it's just, you know, anyway. All right, buddy, but look, keep on doing what you're doing. You're doing a great job.
Thank you, man. It's like Barry Bonds. I don't believe that he is the legitimate home run king of all time because he cheated. He doubled his size from the 90s into the 2000s. And we're supposed to believe that a 37-year-old man could hit, you know, 73 home runs, right? It happens every day. But it didn't matter. How many World Series championships did Barry Bonds help win? Zero. Played in one World Series. It was all about him. He had to have a special chair in the clubhouse. He just did whatever the hell he wanted because I'm Barry effing Bonds. And that doesn't help team morale. He was not well liked by his players. Same thing. He's out of the ball, you know, out of Major League Baseball. As a player, he comes back to the Marlins for 1 year. I'm going to be the hitting coach. Well, hitting coaching is different these days. They use analytics and videotape. And a coach has to sit down with the player and analyze swing after swing after swing. They do video overlays. How are you swinging when you were hitting well? How are you swinging now when you're in a slump? And they compare the two. He didn't do any of that. He just showed up. He did none of the grunt work. They canned him after a year. You got to be able to do the small stuff. Coaching is not just telling somebody whether they should steal second base or come around home like the Yankees were badly advised, and as Houston said, they were pissed off at the Yankees. Good series, 2-1, 2-1. They're not getting blown out. They better kick ass in New York tonight. That's all I'm saying. Or you're going to see a big pickle puss on my face if they're eliminated. I want them in. I want the Yanks and the Dodgers. Screw the Cubs. Who's this?
Eldon.
Eldon, welcome.
Hey, man. This Kaepernick thing, dude. The redneck analogy of this and the true life, you know, he crapped in the bowl from which he was fed. Give me a break.
I like that.
I mean, he really did. You crapped on the table in the bowl. You know, come on, guy. And you're now it's everybody else's fault. Sounds like Hillary to me.
Yeah, well, that's the liberal way. You know, blame somebody else for all your troubles.
Yep, I want to be a Bobshot.
He wants to be a Bobshot Bighauer.
Yes, him.
Date of birth?
11-8.
That sounds reasonable. We'll take it.
Thanks, man.
All righty.
Happy
advanced birthday. Come and celebrate with us at Bomb Hours. Now, I have breaking personal news. Joey?
Oh, my. Okay. Yes.
Shortwave. Take it down. Quick. What's it say? shut up.
I will not be here Friday or Monday.
Oh, crap. Ah, damn it.
Ah, crap.
Ah, crap.
Ah, crap.
Ah, crap.
Of course, I would have rather had the listeners call up and say that than play a sound effect, but...
Sure. But you speak for them.
You know that over the last 2 weeks, I've been wrestling with this decision about attending this memorial, this public memorial on Sunday. In fact, it really wouldn't have been a difficult decision if it was scheduled for a Saturday, which would have been the smart play. They're having a Gulfstream racetrack. And the only day they could get this big room for this, it's going to be a fundraiser for the group that Rick and I launched together in 1986, December 12th. So they want me to tell the story, introduce the person from Kids in Distress who we are benefiting. And so, honestly, the idea of making the drive again so soon after the last one's a little bit daunting. But I'm going to do what I did last time. I'm going to leave after the morning show on Friday, come back Monday. Now, it's possible if I get off to a really early start Monday, I could be here in time to do this.
Okay, but I'll plan either way.
And on the other hand, I might just get here on time and pretend I'm not here and then... I'll try not to be too evil. Anyway, I finally made the decision today. I'm going to go.
Good. You should.
Good. They're really agreed. Yeah. I appreciate everybody that understood, you know, what this was like, because I don't want to seem like an ingrate to a guy that had a profound influence on my career, my success, but I also had a similar effect on his. That's what made the relationship work. So, anyway, you've got friends.
Yeah.
Get some help. Get Rosie in. Get Alan should be available. He's always available when I'm not here.
So. I'll figure it out. Or I might just try to do 4 hours straight by myself and have a nervous breakdown. I think that would be entertaining, at least.
You do whatever you deem best. Maybe this time I'll call you. I left you alone last time, so maybe on the way back, if I get lonely or it gets boring, I'll call.
Okay, I don't want you to be lonely.
All right, we are at 3:31 already. Man, time flies. What a nice day.
Woo-hoo.
How about that, Rich Thomas?
Please clap.
Yeah. He turned in a beauty today, and we'll have his forecast here in just a moment and our first look at the roads. This means your system gets a little bit of a break, but it's also an indication that the cooler weather is ready to rush in. We're going to start seeing some lower temperatures. In fact, tomorrow morning, you could be outside saying...
It's a bit nipply out. I mean nippy out.
Could be the first night you pop on the heater. I hope you've had a Clark's Club membership and have had them out to get that heater ready to work for you so your house doesn't smell like burnt belly button lint. It's an unpleasant odor. Clark's Club members never have to worry about that because twice a year they come out and tune your system just ahead of the significant weather change coming in. And once again today, I'm going to make that faith. In fact, I'm checking this afternoon because usually it's the 16th that the electric bill comes in. So that's when I open up very slowly. Oh, I don't want to see what it is. But at least with Clark's, I know it's going to be as low as it possibly can. That's other things I can do, like get iFoam installed in the attic so I can have better insulation, and that's part of my plan. So do yourself a favor. Partner up with Clark's for the comfort of you and your family. If anything goes wrong, they're on call 24/7, 365 for any heating or AC emergency. I see their trucks out all times of the day and night. They hire the best HVAC technicians, and they hire people that are thoroughly background checked and agree to be drug tested on an ongoing basis. So for the best in people, air conditioning, heating, and plumbing, call Clark's, 277-2125, or visit clarkcomfort.com. As we go to Nate real quick.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Hey, I just signed my divorce papers today. It'll become effective in 31 days, but I
didn't even know you were going through that.
Yeah, for the past year. So I thought maybe, you know, I know it's not a request Friday, but maybe you could play the man song for me.
Sure. Right out of this next break.
I'm free of all that now.
Right out of this next
break. All right, cool. Wonderful.
Okay.
And you all have a good day.
You too. And congratulations, I guess, if that's what you wanted. And you got it. Good.
Good.
All right, don't forget to stop by Newstalk931FM.com and register to win an Amazon.
Echo, echo, echo.
We gave away another one today, and we'll do it every weekday through the end of the month. Newstalk931.com.
Echo, echo, echo.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Jackets are coming out of the closet and will be needed, especially in the evenings and mornings for the next few days. Our forecast for tonight, clear skies and colder. Overnight low temperature by dawn, down to about 51. Tomorrow, sunshine, breezy, great fall day, high around 73, low tomorrow night in the upper 40s. I think we'll be in the mid-70s on Wednesday with blue skies, upper 70s on Thursday, and probably right around 80 on Friday. Download our weather app. Stay on top of the weather changes. It has hourly forecasts, 10-day forecasts, current conditions, and a lot more. Keep you up to date on all the weather changes. Go to the App Store. Search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Not too much going on so far this afternoon. Everything's looking real good, including the weather. What a great day outside. Interstate systems are all clear. No problems on the Boulevard Atlanta Highway. The 31s are all clear. Taylor Road and Vaughn Road, no problem there either. Enroll now for admissions and financial aid for spring classes starting January 10th at Trenum State. Trenum State Community College, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Good news travels fast. At Spectrum, we're increasing our starting internet speed to 100 megabits per second. The more devices you use, the more speed and bandwidth you need. It's the fastest starting speed for the price. It's a fact. Our internet is still just $29.99 when bundled. Give us a call at 844-855-2999 for more details. We're talking 100 megabits fast, so you can stream all you can stream and download and game. You get the idea. And no data caps. We've unleashed faster speeds for the same great price. The phone company can't touch that. Call 844-855-2999 to see for yourself. We're talking unlimited, no-holds-barred, 100 megabits internet. Now you can have the fastest starting speeds at the same low price. It's what we do. Spectrum. Call 844-855-2999 now for 100 megabits starting internet speeds. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hidden away at Wind Creek, Montgomery is a special place known only to a few. A little speakeasy, so to speak. Slip on into Itabina, tucked away on the third floor above the casino. Enjoy a cool libation with a Delta twist. Then savor some gourmet southern cuisine with a taste of Beale Street on the side. It's a dining experience you've only dreamed of. But remember, it's our little secret. Only at Wind Creek, Montgomery. Itabina.
Troll pal Sky Mosley reminding you not to call David Ernest if you trust the government $19 trillion in debt to provide for your retirement. That's right. Also, don't call David at Ernest Financial if you prefer to pay all the taxes the government allows.
Hello, this is David Ernest of Ernest Financial inviting you to join Sky, Matthew, and myself every Thursday night between 6 and 8 p.m. at Folklorelli's Pizza on Atlanta Highway and get 40% off. Just say the magic words, reverse compound interest, to receive your 40% discount.
As always, the Professor of Prosperity offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Just call 334-279-7431 to set up your appointment. David wants to provide you with information formerly known to only the very wealthy and elite. 334-279-7431 for all your financial needs.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text TEACH to 99,000. Seating is extremely limited. Text in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Text TEACH to 99,000. That's TEACH to 99,000.
Are in-house printing costs dinging your office budget? Then it's time to call Bernie Office Solutions, because Bernie offers solutions. You can regain control of rising print costs with managed print services, solutions for printing, copy, and document management, so that you can spend your time on your business. The Bernie 360-degree app and the Bernie Help Desk mean that you can spend more time on customers and less time on printing problems, sales, service, and solutions. That's Bernie Office Solutions. 7 Alabama locations. Call 1-866-9-BERNIE.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I don't take no crap from anybody else but you. I wear the pants around here when I finish with your laundry. Because I'm a guy you don't want to fight. When I say jump, you say yeah, right. I'm the man of this house until you get home. Goes around here right out the window. And I don't want to hear a lot of whining, so I'll shut up. The sooner you learn who's boss around here, the sooner you can give me my orders here. Because I'm head honcho around here, but it's all in my head.
He's the man. He's the man.
And I can have sex anytime that you want. Because I'm a man who has needs, but they're not that important. And don't expect any flowers from me, because if I'm not mistaken, you prefer jewelry.
I'm the king of my castle when you're not around. He's the man. He's the man.
And I'll drink and watch
watch sports whenever I want to get in trouble. And I'll come home when I'm good and ready to sleep on the couch. Because a man's got to do what a man's got to do, and I'm going to do what you tell me to, because I'm top dog around here, but I've been neutered.
He's a man. He's a man. You the man.
All right, that's for Nate, whose divorce became final today. So once again, he is the man until the next time he gets involved with a woman, and then he'll be assigned to his place. 341 on Newstalk 93.1 FM. Can we talk about the Vegas thing a little bit?
Sure.
This is from freedomdaily.com. After Vegas witness who identified second shooter is found dead, cops make sudden shock announcement. You see that lady there?
Yeah.
She's pretty young. But now she is deceased.
Huh.
The question of what seemed to be a failed investigation. And this, have you ever seen anything that seemed to have some definition at the outset and it was a matter of filling in the details? Like, here's the square.
Sure.
This is what we know. We got a square. And now we're going to start filling in all the pieces to fill out the square. This ain't working that way. This is like a puzzle where you get the frame done, the outside pieces in, and then the rest of the pieces fit outside the frame. It's just getting crazier by the day. It's been speculated from the Spart, Joey.
Yes.
That Stephen Paddock couldn't and didn't commit this killing spree alone. 2 weeks later, there's more deaths and disappearances of people with information. Like that security guard, where's he? Did he ever turn up? He was supposed to do some TV interviews, the one that was shot like 6 minutes or 10 minutes or a day before or 5 minutes after or whenever. They don't even know. 24 hours after the witness's sudden death, Vegas police officers are working harder to cover up crucial info rather than pressing questions. They've just made a sudden, shocking announcement. On Saturday, Prissy Holly... reported the likely non-coincidental death of 26-year-old. This is a 26-year-old woman. Kimberly Sacomel, with authorities and possibly top-level government agents now participating in an active cover-up, just how frantic and determined are these liars going to be at stopping the truth from coming out? Would they actually kill Americans in order to bury the truth about Vegas? According to breaking reports, it sure appears that way. By the way, business in Vegas has been a little soft.
No, that's not surprising.
Up until Kimberly was found mysteriously dead in her home on Wednesday in the early morning hours, the 28-year-old was very vocal in her assertion there were multiple gunmen involved in the shooting. What does this remind you of? JFK. There were people, we've played the tapes, we've heard the eyewitness accounts about where the gunshots were coming from. Lots of contradictions. She had spoken to multiple news agencies about the truth of what happened that night and was determined not to let that trail of evidence run cold. Sacomel was not injured during the shooting at the Route 91 Music Festival and died suddenly in the early hours of Monday at her Apple Valley home, according to her grandmother. Just died suddenly. She must have died in her sleep somehow within just a four-hour period of time between when Kimberly's husband went to work at 4:30 a.m. to when Norton showed up to her granddaughter's home around 8:30 to care for the three-year-old great-granddaughter. The terrifying turn of events came only days after Kimberly went public on social media with what she witnessed. Perhaps the government wanted what she had to say covered up, and she was shut up since she was so vocal. Now we have more evidence that that may be the case, considering what else authorities did to hide the truth rather than provide the public with some very important answers. This is just so weird.
And it keeps changing. There's so much. It's hard to keep up with.
Let's see, from the Daily Sheeple. In a move that's only furthering the now widespread belief that a cover-up is currently underway in Vegas, two conservative reporters who have broken multiple key stories about the strange and ever-changing circumstances surrounding the horrific mass shooting were banned from attending the latest police press conference. Oh, free press, except there. Laura Loomer and Mike Toks were both denied entry by armed guards in what was a transparent attempt by the Vegas PD to stop anyone from asking real questions. Keep in mind, Loomer's reporting conclusively proved that supposed shooter Stephen Paddock had arrived at the hotel a full 3 days earlier than authorities had claimed. Eventually, the official story was changed, largely due to her reporting. In other words, they knew exactly who they were keeping out of the press conference and were doing it to specifically stop any real information from getting released to the public. So what's the plan here? They're going to keep playing this game until we decide, well, it's just not worth, we go back to our lives and all that? Loomer even noted that the police response time to banning independent journalists was exponentially better than the response time was to the worst mass shooting in American history. Rather than addressing anything of importance to the investigation, Sheriff Joe Lombardo used his press time to attack the press and the abundance of conspiracy theories circulating that suggest there's some connection between the FBI, the Las Vegas Police Department, and the MGM. He could have easily dispelled these questions and assumptions with facts, but didn't provide any. He only perpetuated it with a ban on investigative journalists and avoidance of saying anything important. With fewer answers and more inconsistencies, more time since the attack, sudden disappearances, deaths of witnesses, and an attack on people asking questions, something definitely doesn't seem right here. It's been, that was the 1st of October that happened? So we're more than 2 weeks later, and the fog thickens. Unreal. So
I have a feeling, Greg, this is going to be talked about for a long time. It's going to be one of those instances in history where we didn't get straight answers up front.
But 5 years from now, me and Terry are going to be talking about it on Thursday afternoons, right?
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean.
So I'm winding down my career. I also want to play this Farage clip, if I can get it to play. Because once again, now Hillary's blaming him. I mean, the list just grows and grows and grows. And this is supposedly Farage reacting to Hillary's claim. Come on, come on. Well, this isn't going to play either. Does anything on this? Come on, I want... Well, if you'd like to see the Olympian, I'm just going to tear it up by the roots.
Oh, to be
take
great.
It down the stairs, blum, 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 blum. I'll go out behind the building into the grassy knoll, and I'll just start spinning in circles, gaining momentum as the cord and the computer tighten.
Can I film this, even though it might be incriminating?
And then once I feel the momentum is sufficient, the cord is tight enough, I will release.
Hmm.
And it'll land on the shoulder of 85, bounce in front of a semi.
Yeah, many deaths. It'll be great.
Oh, no, nobody's going to get hurt.
Throwing a large computer into oncoming traffic won't harm anybody.
All right, I'll rethink my speaking in frustration.
No, that thing does annoy the hell out of me, too.
Well, have you noticed that Fox changed their whole format now on their website?
Really?
They seem to be determined to... Trump slams Clinton for defending national anthem kneelers, saying that's the kind of thinking that hurt her in 2016, and right you are, Mr. Trump, and wrong you are, stupid. That woman just... on the wrong side of everything. And again, free speech. We certainly fought to defend it when we felt that Obama was about to impose sort of like a one-world news situation on America. We fought against that. Everything seemed like it might, there's another one. Breitbart just died. Just died. Days after he revealed, I've got something significant here. What was that? Well, we never found out. Breitbart died and his legacy went. Speaking of boycotts, and this isn't just Harvey Weinstein. This is the public being lectured by Hollywood again on our moral compass, right? What we should believe and shouldn't believe while they're out engaging in every perversion and deviation there is known to man, another soft box office weekend, Blade Runner, which cost $150 million to produce and market, has grossed $60 million after 2 weeks. Loser.
Yeah.
The only movie on this list that, I don't know about Happy Death Day. That sounds like fun. What was that all about?
I have no idea. I want to see Blade Runner 2049, but the problem, October. You've never had a big hit in October. September used to be the case, then It came out.
Yes, but many of the big movies that were supposed to be summertime hits were not.
Oh, they weren't. No. No. Well, it's the
market's oversaturated. Now they're even worried that the next Star Wars is going to fall flat.
I doubt that. During the holidays, I doubt that. Star Wars is good for it. I mean, you want a friendly bet here, but I think...
Yeah, I do.
Okay. What do you want to put up?
$500.
Yeah. You know I'm good for it.
No, I'd make a friendly bet.
I think Star Wars... Wait, what are we exactly betting on, though? That's not going to make money?
No.
It's going to make a lot of money.
No, I'm willing to bet that it doesn't outperform the last one. It'll fall short. There's a lot of precedent for it this year at the box office.
It doesn't outperform The Force Awakens. Ooh.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Okay. Maybe our listeners can suggest a reasonable bet.
Right. Maybe we could just have the pride of, you were wrong!
All right, so I'll take a verbal flogging.
Yeah, likewise, too.
From young Joey for being old and wrong again.
You could scold me for being young and foolish.
Yes, but then everybody will say, well, you're just jealous of Joey. Because he's young and foolish, and you're old.
You can't care what other people think. You just got to go for it.
I know. We're going to check traffic here, and right after we get a fresh edition of Fox News, top of the hour. And there's a whole bunch of other crap of stuff that we need to look into. And if you want to be a Baumhauer's Big Shot, that's as simple as letting us know at 272-9228. We want to welcome Hunter Robinson to Southern Shudder. J.J. Whitaker has been promoted to a new station in life. And we love working with J.J. It's great to work with somebody that loves and believes in the product they represent to the extent that he did at Southern Shudder. That's easy to do because they make a great product. They've been making it since 1964. They look great inside or out your home, and they can offer that product with the best guarantee that anybody will ever put behind a shutter, indoor or out. What I'm here to tell you, even though their shutters are ordered and installed in buildings and homes all over North America, even in Europe, Southern Shutter has a local retail division for folks here. So you can order and expedite and have them in just in time for the holidays. Man, do they make some great products. And they're also going into window treatments, drapes, and so forth. So they're expanding the services available. But to get the best deal for yourself and to get the ball rolling on an installation prior to this upcoming holiday season, call Hunter at 294-1258. That's 294-1258. And just to see how great these products that are made right in that factory on Coffee Street just west of I-65 look, go to southernshutter.com. This first name, is this Buckethead?
Boathead.
Oh. Boathead.
Oh, you hit Gary.
I hit Gary. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry I hit Gary. I missed by one.
Buckethead. Hey, Boodle. I've been called other worse by... anyway, it'll be all right. Okay, here's your bet. Half dozen donuts of a winner's choice by the loser. How about that?
Half donuts?
Donuts? That's a simple
sure.
bet.
Sure.
Half dozen donuts.
That, I can squeeze that in the wedding budget.
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll be all right. But I believe this one has got to be better because, number one, it's going to be Carrie Fisher's last Star Wars, and Mark Hamill will have a much bigger presence in this one than he did in the last one.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
That changes it for me. Yeah. Now I regret making the bet. Mark Hamill, I mean, he's...
Oh, you want to pull out now?
No.
Okay, but anyway, that's my two cents.
You want to be in the Baumhauer's Big Shot drawing?
I won 2 weeks ago, buddy. I would love to, but
No, you can only win once, so...
Yeah, I know. But thank you anyway.
Have you redeemed it yet? Did you do it?
I've not been able to do it yet, but maybe next weekend. I work a lot.
Let's get going here, man. Come on, that's a great prize.
Oh, I know, and I'm looking forward to it, but things keep happening, bud.
I got you. All right, Gary, have a good evening. Let's talk to Boathead.
All right, I'm on.
You're on.
Guess what I bought two of the moment they came on sale. Yeah. IMAX tickets, center row at the Rave. Not the Rave, at the Windsong or whatever, so I could drink beer and watch The Last Jedi. I think you're very wrong. I think it's going to be a huge hit. And I've got a great idea that I think people will rally behind. Whoever loses this bet, spend the Saturday at the Elmore County Humane Society working with some puppies. I've been a loyal supporter of the society for, I know, over 10 years. We give out of our company's proceeds a little bit of money every year.
That's been an awakening.
Support puppies. And you guys could go and shoot some poop and hang out and have some fun with some pups, whoever loses this bet. But I think it's going to be a huge hit. I really do.
I just took a precautionary dump.
Come on, man.
No,
are you a puppy hater? Are you saying you hate puppies?
I've got a rescue. But I don't know. Look, I have supported the Humane Society.
Yeah, that sounds like a fun day. That's not something. There needs to be some sort of pay up or punishment for the loser.
It's work and fun at the same time, and you help the puppies out. I've been great, the puppy hater.
That is a damnable lie, sir, and you know it. I've got a Manchuweenie and a Widget-headed Gizmo-faced Black-bearded Canada thing at home that will refute that.
Hey, well, I guarantee you, opening night's already sold out. If you called in the Windsong and the Rave, I guarantee you both, all theaters opening night sold out. This guy made a huge hit. They're looking forward to it.
Okay, once again, I'm sure I'm wrong.
Well, all right, guys. Time.
Thanks for the call. Ethel, can you hold for a few minutes?
Do you mind if I call back?
Call back.
Okay. Thanks.
Right after the top of the hour. Fox News coming up. He said,
"Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern